MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Larry Led Marker, the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in New Mexico, says final vote totals from Tuesday's primary election may not be available until Friday because write-in ballots must be counted by hand by county clerks across the state. During a live stream on social media, Marker told supporters that roughly 5,000 write-in votes so far reported represent only early voting totals from two of New Mexico's 33 counties. He said one county clerk in southeastern New Mexico told his campaign there are nearly that many write-in ballots in that county alone that still need to be counted. Marker said the remaining ballots are being processed and urged supporters to be patient as counties complete their counts. He also said his campaign is the first successful U.S. Senate write-in campaign in American history to advance to the general election ballot, where he will face Democrat incumbent Ben Ray Lujan in November. A sharp change in weather has allowed managers of the Seven Cabins fire to lift all remaining evacuation notices. Rain and thunderstorms moved through the area this week, prompting flash flood warnings for burn scar areas in and around Ruidoso, which continue through Thursday. While the storms create hazards, the moisture also helped firefighters slow the fire spread. The Seven Cabins fire has burned approximately 32,000 acres and is currently 61% contained. Fire officials said the recent weather conditions have aided suppression efforts and expect containment numbers to continue increasing in the coming days. New Mexico residents and visitors can fish for free this weekend as the state celebrates National Boating and Fishing Week. Fishing license requirements will be waived Saturday and Sunday, allowing anyone to fish in public waters across the state at no cost. Anglers must still follow all bag limits and other fishing regulations. For more information, visit the New Mexico Department of Wildlife website at wildlife.dgf.nm.gov. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.